À la suite de l'annulation brutale du programme Drug Abuse Resistance Education, DARE, dans les écoles primaires publiques à l'automne dernier, le détachement de Nattawazaga de la police provinciale de l'Ontario se prépare à le relancer en tant que programme pilote parascolaire. Le programme, enseigné dans les écoles élémentaires publiques et catholiques depuis 1998, a été retiré des écoles publiques en octobre suite à une décision de la commission scolaire. Le programme DARE faisait un travail remarquable d'éducation des faits liés à la drogue, les risques et les conséquences, la pression des pairs, le stress, la communication, l'intimidation et le fait d'être un bon citoyen, et donnait aux étudiants les outils et la connaissance nécessaires pour faire des choix sûrs et responsables pour un mode de vie sain. Sean Evans, qui dirige les destinées du programme depuis 4 ans, a bien voulu répondre à nos questions pour en savoir plus. Tout d'abord, qu'offre le programme DARE aux professeurs et aux élèves dans les écoles?
The primary point of the DARE program is to teach elementary students to make safe and responsible choices about a healthy lifestyle. And the curriculum is spread over 10 weeks, and it deals with topics like problem solving, evaluating risk and consequence, responding to peer pressure, recognizing stress and finding ways for students to sort of deal with their own stress. We spend a couple of classes on communication, both verbal and nonverbal, and we kind of tie that into today's world of, you know, communicating through technology. And then there's a class on bullying and a class on overall, you know, being good citizens. And then we kind of do a wrap-up review.
Le constable Evans du détachement de Nattawazaga de la police provinciale de l'Ontario nous dit exactement que le programme DARE expose les faits et les gestes de la violence et de la criminalité dans notre communauté. Mais il donne également aux professeurs et aux élèves tous les outils nécessaires pour rester dans le droit chemin.
For teachers, the DARE curriculum is tied in really with the part of the health curriculum that the grade 6 students receive in the elementary school. So the topics that are covered, you know, are in the grade 6 curriculum. For students, it's just a really informative, fun, interactive program. At the end of the program, they complete what's called a DARE report, which essentially is an essay, you know, which the students kind of articulate what they have learned and how they, you know, plan to use this information in their lives. And it's my favorite part of the DARE program because you get to read sort of firsthand from the students' own perspective, you know, what they've learned from the program and how it will help them.
Malgré tous les outils et les bienfaits du programme DARE, la commission scolaire publique en octobre dernier a décidé de retirer le programme comme tel de les écoles. J'ai demandé à M. Evans si on lui avait donné des raisons valables pour le retrait de ce programme tellement utile.
You know, we're within the Simcoe County Board of Education's jurisdiction, and so we have 17 elementary schools, both Catholic and public board, that we delivered the program to. The public board, you know, we actually weren't even consulted or notified. We just that the program was being evaluated or removed. I'm not sure what the reason is, to be frank. I have had a conversation with a superintendent of the board when I learned that the program was being canceled. You know, I was provided 3 reasons why the program was being removed. I countered that, you know, with evidence-based logic, you know, that I didn't believe the 3 explanations were consistent with, you know, what I knew of the DARE program. But in any event, it was their decision to make, and it was made, and we're just kind of moving forward.
En fait, ce que nous dit le constable Evans, c'est que la décision revient au conseil scolaire et on doit la suivre malgré que nous sommes plus ou moins en accord. Une chose importante qu'il nous a dit également, c'est les retombées que ce programme, le programme DARE, offre vraiment aux professeurs et aux élèves et dans la communauté.
You know, I've delivered this program, you know, to about 800 students a year for the past 4 years. Every one of those students has completed an essay where they write sort of what they've learned. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing to read when you hear their own voice talking about what they've learned and how they're going to apply it. So I definitely feel the program has a significant impact, which is why we're launching our own, after school, DARE school. And, as far as being in the school, the advantage of having a school resource officer in a school and, assisting students in conflict is that, the school resource officer typically tends to have a much, probably greater insight than perhaps the average police officer on the road would if they're just responding to a call, largely because school resource officers are dealing with young people and youth-related issues kind of every single day. So,
en conclusion, le constable Sean Evans du détachement de Nathanwazaga de la police provinciale de l'Ontario, qui s'occupe du programme pour sa section depuis 4 ans, nous donne des pistes où retrouver de l'information sur le programme DARE.
I can only speak on behalf of the OPP detachments, but each OPP detachment decides how it delivers these programs. So for myself, I work out of the Nathanwazaga detachment. We have created, in partnership with a number of community stakeholders, we have a website which is called collaboratenottawasaga.ca. So we have posted a DARE school page on the website, that kind of describes what we're doing. DARE.org has an awful lot of information on there about the program, kind of what students learn. A recent study was actually just done by the University of North Carolina. It's a 3-year study that concluded the DARE program is evidence-based and effective. So there's a study on there that, people can read. And so this pilot program we're launching is for residents within the municipalities that we police at Nathanwazaga Detachment. There's a registration form on the Collaborate Nathanwazaga webpage. We're hoping that if the pilot is successful, then, we can expand that program, from beyond the pilot.
Le programme pilote DARE commence le 10 mars et dure 10 semaines, se terminant le 19 mai, en espérant que le programme DARE soit rendu plus disponible aux jeunes dans nos écoles dans un avenir rapproché.